Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. I am your host, Melina June-Pierre. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you tuning in to today's message. We are continuing the series called The Process. Hallelujah. And we are going to be diving deep into this message a little bit. You know, I just want to give you a great word, a potent word, a powerful word to carry you throughout your day, to really feel blessed and to challenge your spirit, hallelujah, to really trust God, hallelujah, in this season of your life, whether it's a high season or a low season, whether it is a season of trial, hallelujah, or a season where you are feeling really blessed, whether you are feeling that you are fruitful, or maybe you're feeling like, you know what, I've not bared much fruit in this season, and so you're trying to figure everything out. And hopefully today's message and this entire series will be a blessing for you. I encourage you in this moment to just relax. You know, get in that space where you're really comfortable. Maybe step away from everybody for a moment so that you're not distracted if you can. You know, if you're in your office alone, maybe pop in your earphones for a bit and just kind of quiet out the extra noise for that moment and take your moment with your Heavenly Father. You know, do some breathing exercises, do something, stretch, anything that you can to totally physically relax as you, you know, relax your mind and prepare for this word today. Today, we're going to be talking, like I said, we are in the process series, and I thought about the process. I thought about, you know, what it really means to trust God in your process. And I compared it to, how do we trust someone? Who do we trust? If we're talking about giving our trust, just willfully giving our trust to someone, to an entity, why should we even trust God? What is it about God? What is one thing about God that, you know, that makes it so okay and just fine to trust him, even in your trials, right? And I thought about a relationship. I thought about, you know, a husband and a wife. You know, they dated and they built trust over time. But there's a particular characteristic that both of these people must have in order for the trust to work. We don't require our spouses to be perfect, but there is something that we do need them to be, and that is the big H word. We need them to be honest or truthful. And when I thought about that, I realized why trusting God is truly the only, that is the one thing that we should easily do. Because God is truthful. God is so honest. Hallelujah. And I had to, you know, I decided to search some scriptures that backs this thing, this word of God's truth, the truth of God, the truthfulness of God. And there are many, many scriptures. And I found Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, hallelujah, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Another verse. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18, hallelujah, says, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Hallelujah. It is impossible for God to lie. And right there, if that is not, hallelujah, if that's not enough for you, I don't know what else is. God, hallelujah, does not lie, my friends. It's impossible for him to lie. And so if you ever questioned whether you can trust God, just look at his track record of his honesty, his level of honesty. God doesn't lie. And I know sometimes, you know, we get into situations, for those of us who hear from God or the Lord reveals visions to us. And, you know, sometimes we see things in part. I know, you know, this is very personal because I was sharing with a friend how sometimes God shows me a picture of something, or he puts an idea in my mind and I run with it without seeing the complete vision. I run with it, and because I move too fast, I end up getting myself in problems. And so I still have to go back to square one and wait for the full vision of what God was revealing to me, of what he was saying to me, of his instructions. And so that's where, you know, sometimes we might feel as if, okay, well, God showed this to me and that's not what happened. Maybe you didn't wait to listen for the full reveal of what God was trying to show us. Hallelujah. But God does not lie. Sometimes God remains silent, but he does not lie. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, hallelujah, God may even tell us something before time. And so we're looking at our present circumstance and it's not matching up, hallelujah, to what God is saying. But understand that whatever God says he will do it. Hallelujah. So even in your process, hallelujah, you must trust the words of God simply because he cannot lie about what he says. He is truth. Hallelujah. He is truth. Where, hallelujah, a husband may make a mistake, a husband or a wife may lie to one another. You know, we have these white lies because we feel if we say the full truth, it's going to hurt each other's feelings. God wouldn't even mind hurting your feelings, because your feelings, he understand, are very fleeting. But his words, hallelujah, they are sure. Whatever God has spoken over your life, that is sure. You could take that to the bank. God's words, he don't go back on his word, and he don't lie. He don't make up stories. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's maybe our understanding that isn't right. And even then, God calls us, hallelujah. He admonishes us to ask for understanding. That's something that we actually can do. We can ask God to open up our understanding, to teach us, hallelujah, what he is saying, hallelujah. But my brothers and sisters, we have a God that cannot lie. So because of his truthfulness, hallelujah, we can put our trust in him, hallelujah, hallelujah. John chapter 8 verse 26 says, I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world. And that is from Jesus Christ himself. God, the God who sent him, is true. Hallelujah. And I think in John he mentioned the trueness of God, hallelujah, so many times. Jesus mentioned how true God was. Hallelujah. God is the God of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can take God's truth with you. You can walk in that truth. You can live in that truth. Hallelujah. You are sealed by the trueness of God. The words that he says, the words that he releases, hallelujah, in his word or into your life. Hallelujah. Nobody can take that away. Hallelujah. We serve a God, my brothers and sisters, that cannot lie. that will not lie. And it's not even when you compare it to a doctor's report, I know that I've heard so many stories, great testimonies of when doctors said, well, you know, sister, your child only has 5 months to live, or the cancer has come back and it's more aggressive, and I don't think you may only have another 3 months to live. Or they said to you, oh, I'm sorry, but you're infertile and there's nothing we can do. There's no way you can have children. And mind you, these people, they have science, hallelujah, backing them. They have evidence, hallelujah, backing them. Countless reports of previous instances where persons with these symptoms, hallelujah, didn't survive. Persons with these symptoms, hallelujah, with these test results, didn't have children, hallelujah. And so they have evidence to support the things that they said, hallelujah, to you concerning your future, concerning your life. And God is sitting in the throne of heaven and he looks down on you and he says, you will conceive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, sitting on his high throne, he looks down on you, daughter, and he says, you will live and not die. Hallelujah. I will not let you live only 3 more months. Hallelujah. You will live your full 70 and some. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You serve a God, hallelujah, that defies, his truth defies logic, hallelujah. His honesty, his truth, hallelujah, defies science, hallelujah. It doesn't need factual evidence, hallelujah, because his word, hallelujah, is truth, the pure essence of truth. Whatever he says becomes. Glory, glory, glory. Whatever he spews out of his mouth, it becomes. He pulls it out of himself, hallelujah, when he says it. Just like how he said, let there be light, hallelujah. And there was light. And he saw that the light was good, hallelujah. And then he went on and separated the light from the darkness. You got to understand something there. God said, let there be light. Hallelujah. There was light. He saw that the light was good, but the light was still mixed up in the darkness. Hallelujah. The light was still mixed up in the darkness. It was only after he called light, light came. He saw it was good, and then he separated light. That is the power of God's truthfulness. His truth, hallelujah, is it stands on its own. It doesn't need the backing of anything. So if God says something to you about your future, about your present, even about your past, hallelujah, you might be looking at your childhood and saying, God, my childhood was a mess. My childhood was terrible. God might be looking at you and saying, I kept you alive. I kept you in this space for a reason. Hallelujah. I kept you in this space. Hallelujah. Because I needed you to have a certain mindset. I needed you to learn a lesson. Hallelujah. That I will use in your future. Hallelujah. And so we must, that's how we trust God in the process. We know, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, is honest. God is truth. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, like I said, we are going deep, hallelujah, in this series. So keep listening. I pray that you would have a blessed day. I pray that this word would inspire you and motivate you to trust God, hallelujah, in your process, whatever that may be. That is my message of hope for you today. God bless you.